Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from the Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. I broadcast from two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch, including the over-the-road drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter as Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, call it a real breakdown in political messaging by the Dems, but there is a definite disconnect between them and their constituents, because more than 71% of Americans say they are less likely to back Democrats' massive spending plans if those packages that they've got will raise taxes in any way and the national debt in any way, according to the latest poll out there by the Trafalgar Group.
Well, and the spending, we don't really even know what's in this spending bill. And we don't know what's in the $3.5 trillion spending bill, because that hasn't even been fully written yet. So that right there tells you that we don't have representative government.
Right.
And, you know, I've talked to, you know, some experts that are, you know, in around Washington, D.C., and I've actually talked to some lawyers, and I've said it on your show a couple of times, because this is really, it's conspiracy, and there is law against conspiracy. It's like racketeering. It's RICO. I mean, these are like mafia tactics.
Yep.
So, I think we have bigger issues than we think we do. And if the legislators can't read a bill, but they assign their staff to do it, then they're not representing us. But mm-hmm. then again, we know that. So mm-hmm. we're in a bad place. And I, you know, trying to defeat the tactics that these lawmakers are using, the Democrats are using, I hope Mitch McConnell has this thing figured out. I think that he does. But, you know, we've been snookered before, at least of which was, on Obamacare. So.
Yep. Now the,
continue.
The financial news on Monday centered all around Facebook and the unexpected and very widespread outage that took place for 7 hours or so with Mark Zuckerberg and his entire suite of social media websites. It wasn't just Facebook. It was Instagram. It was WhatsApp amongst the other Zucker apps that were in the mix there. But apparently, he lost a big bunch of money in Facebook stock drop yesterday, and it was not a good day for Mr. Zuckerberg and company.
Well, here's the fascinating thing, and a lot of people don't necessarily know this. A lot of the employees that were coming in as part of their shift could not even enter the building because their system, interestingly enough, was tied to the sign-on procedures through Facebook. So we had employees that couldn't even show up.
Yep.
Beyond that, there are several other companies that do business via Facebook, and that includes, like, Airbnb.
Yep.
So it affected that, too. Now, it's interesting because after you had this whistleblower, this Francis Hagan, that had done the work with the Wall Street Journal and their huge expose that had gone on for quite some time, she turned over tens of thousands of documents, not only to the Wall Street Journal, but also to the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Correct.
Then she shows up on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the day after 60 Minutes, what happens?
Yeah.
The whole thing gets shut down. So now they're thinking it may have been a retributional hack, but we don't know that yet. But some outside experts, cyber experts, are looking at it very carefully because there's an excess of a billion users across the world that use Facebook.
Yep.
And they use it to really communicate with each other, you know, family members, you know, companies, you know, those kinds of things, including WhatsApp. And, you know, all of that went dark yesterday for 6 to 7 hours.
Yeah, and as you said, they're not sure how this happened, but something inside, they do know this, something inside Facebook caused the company to rescind the key digital records that tell the computers and other devices how to find the destinations online. And I had a DNS issue. I kept getting up with it yesterday. It kept telling me, your DNS is not right. It's not set. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. And Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. Appreciate you doing that for us. She's been a friend of the show for, 15 years. And when she and I were both working together over at another radio station here in Tampa, Florida, she made that for me, and I really appreciate it. And she's got a couple of other things that she does, but her name's Kathy Curtis. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, folks, education of our youth is always critical. Now, we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. And sadly, that's just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. For that reason, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books. And those great go-to books, I'll tell you right now, are great for the grade school kids out there. Now, the other thing is, you got to remember to find them. All you do is go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You can order one, you can order two, you can order three. See what she has to offer. And I will tell you, you will not be sorry. The books are great for your children, your grandchildren. They're an absolute must for homeschoolers. And you'll even get something out of it, too, there, Grandma and Grandpa. And let's not forget also that they come in English and Spanish. TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
We got two callers. Let me go to the first one. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. Just wanted to say I saw where this general story, which made me a little annoyed. General took a Taliban pickup truck, the one with anti-aircraft gun.
Yep.
Forced 150 people off the plane so we could pull that truck back.
That's not necessarily true, but we'll explain why. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of them were green cards, and other ones were the type of Yep. I don't know the exact.
Okay.
Some kind of paper.
Okay.
And the other thing is that I just wanted to say that I was went to Denise's founderscode.com page. They had a good story about a supply chain that was
yep.
Is because they have cargo ships that are parked out at sea at Tampa, California.
Yep.
And this is why we have to get more people, more manufacturers back to this country and stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
All right, thanks. And by the way, the number of those ships, Denise, yesterday, according to Kyle, is over 100.
Yeah, and it's not just along the port of Long Beach.
No, ma'am.
Several of the other ports, cargo ports around the country, are having the same kind of problem. Now, the big question is, where is Pete Buttigieg? Because he is the Secretary of Transportation, and this is right in his sandbox. So he is obviously not managing this one the way he needs to be managing it. And, of course, they're blaming it on the pandemic. They're blaming it on China and this and that. Well, I mean, we can deal with all the blames, so we get it, you know, whether they're right or wrong. But in the meantime, where's the president and where's his cabinet people and where's the fix?
Okay, we've got Elliot on the telephone line. So good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Denise, if you, I'm sorry, Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to run a few things by Denise. You know, I am totally convinced, Denise, that Joe Biden is bought and sold, controlled by Xi Jinping of Communist China. Now, the sad part is when the air clears, we are going to learn hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans are bought and controlled by China as well. Now, his demeanor towards America is pungent. Just the other day, a picture was taken in a Beijing, China high-rise with John Kerry looking out the window. Many Democrats have merged with communist sympathizers, want us to believe they are Christians. Democrats in the state of Florida are organizing right now, just like Texas, to flip both states blue. Thousands of illegals were moved in the darkness of the night by Catholic Charities and the Lutheran Church. Denise, if these folks allowed to vote in our state and presidential elections. And finally, let's not forget Sleepy Joe is considering purchasing Chinese drones from China. For him to consider the thought scares the hell out of me. China will reverse the technology and spy on us. I'd like to hear what you have to say, Denise. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elliot. Go ahead.
Woo! Elliot's right on top of it. Elliot, there is something out there called CFIUS, which is the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. And that is run by the Treasury Department. It is a site that I used to cultivate a lot because they had a working database there of China investments in the United States, applications of Chinese investments in the United States, so forth. That database got taken down over a year ago, and I'm not sure I know why. But I would say that we have no concept of the front companies that China has in the United States.
Yep.
One of them happens to be called the United Front, and under that are all these shadow operations. Not to mention the number of Chinese operatives, which is a nice word for spies, in the United States.
Uh-huh.
So Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. The military did go ahead and place an order for Chinese drones. I looked at that, I don't know, about a month or so ago. Elliot, I don't remember what now that I read, except that I can't believe that the Pentagon approved that purchase. We also need to remember that the United States just did a prisoner swap with Huawei after we took the top person under the Trump administration has him arrested in Canada. So we did a prisoner swap with her just 2 weeks ago. Huawei is the most, one of the more terrifying world, global companies that's out there. Then we have the 5G and how we are competing with China on 5G, which should also terrify everybody. So, lock, stock, and barrel, yes. The, our universities, our corporations, Wall Street, and government are owned and influenced and paid, in, including media, to operate on behalf of Beijing.
Now, there's some interesting news that's coming over the wire right now about what may have caused the oil leak off the coast of California. Wait till you hear this. We just talked about all the ships that are out there.
An anchor.
Yeah, a ship anchor may have, in fact, tore a hole in the pipeline and may have caused this whole problem. That's what they're, where they're at right now, according to the U.S. Coast Guard out there.
Well, the Coast Guard is looking at it, investigating. The company that has the breach in the pipeline is pointing to the high probability that it was a ship's anchor.
Let's talk about the Pandora Papers for a minute, because the Pandora Papers, and you wrote an article about it, disclose hidden property and financial transactions from over 35 world leaders, including allegations of large offshore accounts belonging to members of Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's inner circle and the Kenyan President Yohani Kenyatta, as well as King Abdullah of Jordan and others.
Oh, this thing is huge, and this is only the first set, by the way. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of journalists worldwide that have been working on this for some time. These are the same journalists or same organizations that worked on the Panama Papers. So they know what to look for. But it isn't just about those that you mentioned. You also have Zelensky of Ukraine. You've got Putin. You've got the Kazakhstan oligarchs. You've got the, yes, King Abdullah of Jordan. And these front companies, there are some here in the United States, including North Dakota. So it's all over the place. It is quite the story.
To be continued. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the great article she wrote. And I just told you about one. Backgammon Bob told you about another one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, to train you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind the National Aviation Academy will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. That's a job that will give you job security for the rest of your life. You will never have to be out of work. You'll be able to find a job somewhere around the world because your certification is good around the world. Now, can you work for a foreign country? Sure. Can you work for a foreign contractor working with the military? Sure. Can you work for an airline that has locations around the world? Absolutely. Or you could just work in the United States for whatever and whoever. But nonetheless, when you get your training, according to the latest numbers
that are out there, you'll start at around $60,000 a year right off the bat. Now, that's if you don't apply yourself and do a little extra work, some overtime work, because when you do that, you'll approach a six-figure salary and could very easily be at or above six figures if you take the work that's offered to you, because when it rains, it pours in the aviation business. So when there's more work to be done, you take advantage of that. When there's less work to be done, you just kind of kick back and take a little breather, if you will. But I would suggest, if you're interested in that, a job as a certified aviation maintenance tech and the training that comes with it from National Aviation Academy, that you give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their locations. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. The number, again, 800-659-2080. And they have two campuses. The first one is here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. So the first one's Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is directly outside the city limits of Boston. And you can find out more about them, again, by calling them at 800-659-2080. Set up a schedule. Set up an appointment to stop by and see them. 800-659-2080. You'll get a chance to talk to a student or two, an instructor or two, and the money people that will lead you to where, if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your paperwork to get your veterans benefits started for you. Post 9/11, if you haven't used your education benefits, your in-life fund, it'll be paid for you 100%. Pre-9/11, it depends on how much you got left or if you used it or if you didn't use it to begin with. The further away you are from discharge of the military, the lower the amount. But they also have student loans there, so you'll be able to take advantage of that as well. Now, the Pentagon is not facing a government shutdown. Thanks to an emergency budget extension, they've got till December the 3rd. The debt ceiling also was rescinded and goes along with it. Don't need to worry about the debt ceiling until then. But that doesn't mean the top officials are without budget woes, because they are. They don't know what's going to pass, what isn't going to pass, whether or not they have to take $1 trillion or more out of the $3.5 trillion. They just don't know. Now, the military COVID death surge continues, but the vaccine rates are up too. Now, the death toll has climbed to 58, doubling since August. Don't know what that means, but as I said, the vaccine rates are up too. Now, after a harrowing year, the National Guard is taking stock of its mental health. Officials don't believe that the stresses of 2020 contributed to the suicide numbers, but certainly the pandemic didn't help either. And those extended tours overseas back to back. Now, the U.S. has raised concerns as China's flying their warplanes just south of Taiwan, entering into space, but not the official territorial space of Taiwan. Now, a statement from the U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price warned that China's military activity near Taiwan risks miscalculation and undermines regional peace and stability. Well, the Chinese don't care. So that's wasting your breath. By the way, a Taliban commander has invited the media to inspect the site where America plotted killing raids and tortured prisoners. Now, it was a CIA secret Kabul base, which was burned out and abandoned in haste while the military got out of Dodge. And the CIA right with them, right behind them. So we'll see how that all plays out. Don't forget, many years, 28 years after the Mogadishu heroics for the 10th Mountain Division, the Rangers with Black Hawk Down, remember the movie? You saw the Rangers and what they did? They're receiving silver stars for what they did 28 years later. Wow. I don't know. In that case, I would say it has to be because of the movie and the movement afoot that probably came from the movie. That's just me, but I don't know for sure. Now, the other thing is America, and I firmly believe this, folks, America's best days are ahead of her. We certainly are not going to get any worse if any of us can help it. And we need to understand that you need to get involved in the scheme of things or you're part of the problem. Now, when I say that, I mean volunteer for a candidate's campaign that you like. If that doesn't work for you, then volunteer for maybe an independent group of some sort, maybe one of the political groups that's around, the Tampa Bay Trump Club in Tampa Bay, the Manatee Patriots down there in Manatee, the Manatee Republican Congressional Caucus. There's all kinds of things that you can get involved in. All kinds of things. But get involved. Do something. And again, we all understand and we get it that Joe Biden is slipping. I mean, there's a light at the end of the tunnel here, folks. He's doing it to himself. The Democrats are doing it to themselves. They're going to go down in a blaze of glory, but it's not going to be much of a glory because Joe Biden is taking them down like a freaking rock right now to the bottom of the ocean. You don't believe me? Go look at the numbers. The poll numbers are all, every poll you look at are going down for Biden and the Democrats and their policies. People are, you want to talk about woke? People are woke when it comes to their wallets. Gasoline? Not cheap. Not going down anytime soon either. Let me tell you what happened to oil yesterday. Brent crude is $75.88 a barrel. West Texas crude, $78.49. Oh, wait a minute, I got that backwards. Brent crude is $78.49. West Texas, $75.88. The futures of oil are now $87 a barrel, and the wholesale price of gasoline, $2.25 a gallon before it gets to your state. I'll be right back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is a little money, 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 and a little Chris Markowski and a little Watchdog on Wall Street talk, which we're going to get to right after we get it started. And I got a little segment music for Chris here. Oh, yeah. Money, money, money. The Watchdog on Wall Street. He helps you out when it comes to money and all kinds of good stuff there. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, don't forget, over at Moss Nissan, they're going to treat you the way that you want to be treated, because with all their vehicles right now, all you got to do is go in there and tell them the Captain sent you, and you're going to get a tremendous deal, whether it's a certified pre-owned or whether or not it happens to be a new vehicle. Now, just like everybody else, they've got a limited supply of new vehicles, but they got plenty of off-lease vehicles, certified pre-owned, and very well taken care of vehicles. Now, remember, you serve, you save over there, because what that means is all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal over there. They're taken well care of. And they have Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon around the end of the year in Brooksville, too. Now, don't forget, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the Captain sent you. That's going to give you, right off the bat, a discount on your vehicle. But if you don't tell them right off the bat, then shame on you. All right, so without that, without fail, here is Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. How about that? Money, money, money.
Wasn't that the theme song for The Apprentice, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it also... Yeah, exactly. Now, I got to ask you a question here. Let's just say that you're a Democrat right now, and you see this poll from the Trafalgar poll. Maybe you're even Joe Biden, for that matter, or one of his handlers. 71% of the people in this Trafalgar poll oppose the Democratic spending bill that translates, in their understanding, to a bigger tax bill to them.
Well, I mean, I think people are kind of tired of paying higher taxes. That's an interesting poll.
Yeah.
So that's obviously the people who the tax hits.
Yep.
But I would think the overwhelming majority of Democrats would be approving of that, because they're going to be getting handouts and giveaways.
Yep.
So that's just a small part of the Democrats out there, the ones that are going to end up getting taxed. Interesting. The entire thing I find quite frankly, fascinating. Again, it's a massive, massive package that's going to be used to, you know, basically give away more stuff to people, entitlements for people that are in the middle class. It's patently absurd.
Well, they have taken and rescinded the debt ceiling temporarily, as well as the continued resolution, the continued budget resolution that they've got there until December the 3rd. So they've done away with the debt ceiling temporarily, and they have to vote on the government budget by December the 3rd when it's scheduled to come back. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
I think it's a little bit more than that. I think that they extend that a little bit more, but they still got to get work done on the debt ceiling as it goes forward permanently. They basically worked out a continuing spending plan, but the battle yesterday had to do Joe Biden coming out again saying that they're not going to raise the debt ceiling unless the Republicans do it with them, and Mitch McConnell said no, go ahead, you guys want to raise it, go ahead, have at it.
Okay, we've got Mike in Clearwater on the phone. Let's find out what he wants to ask. Okay, Mike, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Good morning, Watchdog. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. You know, they always talk about President Biden wants to spend money on this package. And then, you know, both parties are guilty of it. Obama piled on the debt. Bush definitely piled on the debt, but he had good reason to do so. We were attacked. The last time I remember us having a surplus, I believe, was sometime in the 90s when President Clinton was in office. So my question, Chris, the captain doesn't think that we're going to go over this financial cliff, but one day the piper's going to come calling. We can't just keep spending like this. I think our national debt exceeds our GDP, and one day we're not, you know, there's going to come a time when the U.S. really won't be able to pay its bills. So can we ever pay this back? I think it's like somebody that owes a ton of money on their credit cards and have no hope of paying it back and having to file bankruptcy. So what's your thoughts on that, Chris? Thank you.
Well, there's an interesting one.
No, I think we're already there. I don't think that it's we really have the capacity to pay this down, nor the will to pay this down. I think that the dollar being the world's reserve currency is kind of helped us. I mean, we're paying for this in more ways than one. Paying for it via inflation. Because we print all of this money, and obviously it helps decrease the value of the dollar, so you're paying back your debt with something that is actually worth less. I would disagree with the fact that, that George Bush had did the right thing in spending, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on the war on terror, because it was an absolute waste of money.
He started the deficits. He started the big deficits.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He didn't need to. And Trump, too. Trump spent more than he took in. But again, we also hit the wall when it came to the pandemic, when, that things, to spend money on that. But we also, went too crazy and haphazard when it came to that as well. So, all these presidents pile onto this. For ages, I've always kind of wished we had a balanced budget amendment, started living within our means, started paying down debt. Listen, I've said that. I said, if you want to raise my taxes, fine. Pass a balanced budget amendment. Come up with that first. And then the extra taxes that are coming in that I have to pay are used to help pay down the debt little by little. I wouldn't care about that. It's just the amount of waste and fraud that comes out of D.C. from everything. Reading a piece over the course of the weekend about all the waste that the United States Navy and these contracts and everything that goes on, it's really, really crooked. And, you know, when you have the world's reserve currency and you can continue to print money, it hurts. But that's why you're paying $6 for, so jug of mayonnaise, for crying out loud. It's out of control.
The days of balancing a budget at the federal level are almost gone and almost totally forgotten. Now, at the state level, it's getting harder to do, but they're doing it, especially Florida.
Yes, I think it's great when states get that under control.
You bet.
Most tend to be more attractive places for businesses to go. They're on more solid ground. I mean, life's full of difficult choices. This idea that you can have everything and anything is patently absurd, not to mention the fact of changing the fabric, in my opinion, of the nation when you continue to up the entitlements. Throwing money at a problem doesn't always make it better. And we can go through a myriad of different things, whether it be Great Society programs that aided in destroying the nuclear family, to the war on drugs, war on terror, $8 trillion there. What? For what? Because we were attacked on 9/11 with guys with box cutters? I mean, it's silly.
You remember the USMCA when that went through, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the agreement, of course, under the agreement, an automobile cannot qualify for duty-free treatment unless 40% of the content, 45 for a truck, is manufactured by workers earning at least $16 an hour. Advanced batteries of the kind that will power new energy vehicles comprise a much higher percentage, and more of them are going to be made in the United States.
I think that there are more things that are going to be made in the United States also because it's still, even though our energy costs are going up, they're still a hell of a lot less than they are in Europe. Europe's energy costs have, right now, they've gone parabolic. They're actually having to shut down plants, not just Europe, China as well. They're in dire, dire straits. I know the Nord Stream 2 pipeline should be online shortly. That's the one that's going from Russia to Germany, which,
right,
about to some degree. But, they're in dire straits when it comes to those energy costs.
Well, SK Innovations, which is one of the battery makers, announced a $2.6 billion new facility in Georgia that will open later this year. And SK and Ford have announced an $11 billion investment in Tennessee and Kentucky,
yeah.
And that's going to help.
Well, I hope it gets the prices down. I mean, I had this conversation talking about electric cars.
Yeah.
The price of electric cars are very, very high, and the price needs to come down.
Yes, sir, buddy. Okay, here comes the music. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Bartkowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be right back with Burrell and Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.